I just backed in my spot too. I was going to say the same thing, you know, everyone wants an HT because it's cool, right? To me, I think they're the most versatile. You can do the most with an HT. Maybe not for the least amount of money, but if you get an HT, you can talk on a node. If you get a node, if you get a digital HT, you can talk on a hotspot. If you get an amp, you can run it as a mobile, or you can just be portable. I mean, kind of the sky is the limit with an HT versus a mobile where it's stuck at your house or in the vehicle and you need a power supply. You know, I should really think about a package. I don't know if we got any new hands in the area, but, you know, this HT, this node, this hotspot, and this amp will get you on the air for pretty much 99% of UHF. So, no, I agree, and I kind of am living it right now where I'm using my 75 for literally everything because I don't have a mobile, so I'm glad that I splurged and got this radio, I'll put it that way. It's done everything and impressed me with everything. Anthony?
Shiny things, you know, at this point, I unfortunately don't have the spare time to be playing with shiny things, so that's one of the great things about, you know, meeting all you guys is you guys know what the workhorse devices are, and I can just rely on that and figure out, ask everybody's opinions, and usually, well, not usually, every time I've gotten great advice and gotten good equipment, so it's been great. On the last thing, Dakota, I picked up my Omega 9K yesterday. 17-day turnaround. It was pretty wild.